If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, equal housing lender, MLS 112-4061.
So the average new car price right now is $48,000. The average used car price in Illinois is $34,000. And the average sales tax we pay in Illinois on a new or used car is almost 8.2%. And if you're in Cook County and Harvey, you pay 11.5%. So the $40,000, tack on another $4,400 in taxes. I don't know that we always think about that when we talk about car prices. Okay, speaking of money, there's Tom Fortino. Am I making your head spin, Tom?
Well, you forgot about the gas to fill it up.
Yeah.
You know, the tires every 30,000 miles, the oil changes, you know.
I think that's why people keep a car for 12 and a half years now, because it's just expensive to buy. The transaction, literally the tax and the title, those are expensive now too. So people need to maybe think twice before they decide what they're going to do with their vehicle. How are you, Mr. Fortino?
I'm doing well. I've had my car for years and it's totally paid off, so I'm going to stick with it for a while.
Tom is the principal at the Alpha Wealth Group. Tom, what's your assessment of the markets right now? Where's your head today on the economy?
Well, I there's concerns out there. I just think there's a lot of headwinds. I know we're kind of hanging again on this next data point, the CPI, and then retail sales on Thursday. So, you know, what's that going to do? Of course, you know, depending on where inflation goes, and there's this concern now because energy prices are starting to creep up, is inflation going to kind of come back? And, you know, the result is going to be ultimately, then the consequences of that is now the Fed, you know, may raise rates, and then the consequences of that, it hits the market. I mean, there's other things out there too. I mean, debt is a big issue and there's other issues, but that's kind of the one we're waiting on right now over the course of the next day or two.
If we have a soft landing recession, though, how does that impact the markets? How does that impact my retirement savings, would you say?
Well, if it's a soft landing, it's a good thing, of course, you know, so we got to wait and see. Nobody knows what's going to happen. And for the average, to your point, John, I mean, how does that impact people? Any of this stuff, when you talk about all these data points and we get into the numbers, and even last week when we were talking about the jobs report and JOLTS and all these other things, what do you do as the average investor? And the answer is not much, really. Unless you're an active trader, unless you're trying to, you know, let's say you're going into certain sectors or you're buying individual stocks, okay, and you have a disciplined approach. Otherwise, really, it comes down to having and designing and building a portfolio that makes sense for you. That's really what it comes down to, that you can stick to.
Well, when you talk to clients, do they say, I want to buy specific stocks, or do they just say, I'm aggressive or I'm conservative, so make me 60% equities or 80% equities? Is it real broad-based decisions, or do you actually drill down to individual businesses with them?
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, here's what I would say. It's more of a core, this is my approach, more of a core portfolio that is somewhat plus or minus within their range, like you were saying. Should it be more balanced? And a lot of that really dictates, but, well, look, are you 2 years out from retirement? Are you in retirement? Do you need this money for income? And if you do, you got to be, I think, a little more cautious. If you don't need it, you know, everybody's situation is unique. And then, you know, on the periphery, you can do some things if you think there's an opportunity to buy a quality stock that is beaten down. And certainly, as we've talked about it, you know, those are things you can do in a Roth. You can be some proactive if you want to buy some of the low hanging fruit that you're going to hold for a while. So that's kind of the approach.
But so suppose I'm one of your clients and I say, all right, so I'm 60-40 blend or 80-70-30 blend of stocks and bonds, but I heard about this company. I saw a show and they were talking about this company that's coming on and I think, wow, boy, maybe I should put some money. So then your clients then call you and say, hey, outside of my portfolio, can you pull some money and transfer it into that individual stock? Does it work like that sometimes?
It can. I mean, if a client has a certain stock that they want to hold a position in, we can have those conversations. And of course, you want to take a look at some of the fundamentals and have a further, you know, evaluation of it. But yeah, absolutely. If there's someone who said, look, I want to, you know, hold a position, of course, always being cautious. Absolutely. You can do that. And in a way, I encourage some of that, because if you're becoming more engaged, you're following things, I think that's helpful, you know, to the overall picture of you know, being involved in your investment plan.
But I think what you've said is that the mistake we make the most of, well, maybe I'm not representing your thoughts well, but it's that we don't think about how the money's going to come out someday and the taxes mm-hmm. we're going to pay in the process. Is that a fair mm-hmm. statement?
Yeah, it's a fair statement. I mean, you know, we have to remember at some point the accumulation stops, and then we have to turn around and start pulling this money out. And so the old adage, many years, has been just put as much money in pre-tax and on the back, and I'm going to take it out at a future tax rate. And so we have to be careful, because I always tell people, your IRAs, your 401ks, these traditional accounts, every penny is taxable, whatever the tax rate is today and in the future. And then it puts more pressure on your Social Security, taxable, your Medicare premium amounts. And it can really be pretty destructive to your, you know, when you're turning around and giving a large chunk back to the government.
Yeah, well, that's, what do you say? There's something about that other partner in your retirement is the federal government, and you don't want them to be, or something like that. But I get the point.
Yes. Yeah. Yep, yep, yep. So tax planning is important. I think people should think about it. You know, I know we're 4 months out. I've said, look, if you want, I know the Roths are popular. We always talk about that, John. Roth IRAs, $7,500 per person. You know, you can do one now, and in 4 months, you can do another $7,500. You know, that's $15,000 that will never be taxed. And then you've got your Roth 401ks. Maybe you do that prior to the end of your call. Your 401k company say, I'm switching to the Roth for the last 3 months.
Yeah. Tom Fortino is the founder and principal at the Alpha Wealth Group. You can listen for him Sunday morning at 7 a.m. Is that when I hear you, Tom?
That's it.
AlphaWealthGroup.com. We'll listen for you then, and we'll talk again another day. Thank you, sir.
Thanks, John. Take care.